Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Here is a carry by Hines, bouncing off bodies inside the 20. Foot race, Hines, touchdown, Colts. Here's one to the end zone, wide open, Elijah Moore. And that is touchdown number one through the air for the rookie from Ole Miss. And what a nice answer by the Jets. Right back to offense, go to Colts. Wow. Taylor's gone. Jonathan Taylor. Goodbye. Touchdown, Indy. 78 yards. And this is a nightmare for the Jets.
That is accurate. Called the Indy 500. The Colts roll up 532 total yards on the Jets defense that looked both overmatched and unprepared. The final's 45-30, but that is some garbage time scoring by the Jets. In reality, this is one of the biggest blowouts you'll see all year in the NFL, and one of the great rushing performances you will see all year in the NFL. The Colts, who give the Colts this, they are resilient. They've had some really bad losses this year. They're coming off a brutal one, the loss to the Titans, where Wentz has his meltdown. They had that brutal Monday night loss to the Ravens last month. They bounce back from this game. And I'm not saying bouncing back against the New York Jets is anything to pound your chest about. But there is something to be said about the way the Colts came out in this game on short rest and just took it to the Jets. Some of the most dominating offensive line play that I can ever remember. I mean, this was a game that was 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. The Colts had already amassed 261 rushing yards and 27 attempts and three touchdowns. They were averaging at that point 9.7 yards per carry. I mean, whoa. Here's another crazy stat, because this is one of those games where what's happening is so dominant that you want to just kind of get a historical idea of what was happening in this game. The Colts rushed for 134 yards in the first half, with 104 of those yards gained before first contact. That is an average of 6 yards per rush before contact, which means the domination up front was so out of control with Quentin Nelson and the rest of that offensive line on the Jets front four, which is supposed to be the strength of that defense, by the way, that Jonathan Taylor and Nyheim Hines were getting deep into the secondary before they were even touched. That's what we're talking about here. And Carson Wentz, who came off, as we said, a miserable ending to the game against the Titans with the left-handed shovel pick six that put him in the deep hole. In overtime, they tie the game up, and then he throws the pick that sets up the loss that a lot of people say, put the end to the AFC South chase, or at least that's what we thought until Derrick Henry's injury. Well, Wentz stepped up and played a really good game today, 22 of 30, 272, three touchdowns, averaging over 9 yards per attempt. And Wentz did his job, but again, if you want to see who is the real hero in this game, you could say Jonathan Taylor, who is an absolute superstar who is shredding teams on a weekly basis, 19 carries for 172 yards and two touchdowns in this game, including that 78-yarder that just was the exclamation point in the third quarter. Himes, as I said, who had the first touchdown. But I think the real star of this game was that Indy front five. The blocking was so dominant that it just took complete control of the game from the jump. And so give it up to the Colts. They're resilient. They're still a team that has work to do. They are 4-5, but they are a team that has a chance here, not just in the division with Derrick Henry hurt. And I understand they are still 3 games behind the Titans in the loss column, and the Titans have the tiebreaker. I get all of that, but they have the Jaguars next week. So there you go, 5-5. The schedule tightens up after that. But all I'm saying is, let's see where this division is after next week, because the Colts are a team that hangs around. And as for the other side of the ball, Ricky, I called this one. I mean, I said it, and I was not going to get sucked in. I knew what happened on Sunday at the Meadowlands was special for the Jets and their fans, a beleaguered fan base that has had nothing but misery for about a decade now. And what Mike White did in that game was so fun that it all felt like it's just a setup. The fact that 4 days later, okay, primetime game. Hey, Jets fan, primetime game. Get into it. Get excited. Mike White, is he the new Linsanity of the NFL? But it always felt like it was the Lucy holding the football situation and pulling it away on Charlie Brown, which is exactly what happened. I think, Ricky, what did I say? I said that I thought that Mike White would be injured
on the first drive, or would throw for 5 picks. So it was the second drive, so you were close.
So I was way off.
That first touchdown that he threw on that blown coverage, like, looked beautiful. He was slinging it down the field. I do think the last I saw that it was just he couldn't grip the ball because of a bad bruise or contusion and should be back for next week. Maybe you do sit Zach Wilson another week. I mean, what, Johnson threw what, 318 yards? Like, this is discouraging almost you're a Jets fan, right? Or how are you feeling?
It's obviously discouraging, Ricky. I mean, that was one of the worst defensive performances.
No, I guess I mean
franchise
about your
history.
Rookie QB.
Well, that's a separate situation. He's hurt right now, and Mike White, you saw the frustration he had on the sideline. You know what? If I'm going to continue talking about the Jets, I think I'm going to need company. I think I need somebody to talk to. And I think I know who it is.
Ooh, and I'm so excited, but you're going to have to wait until after this break.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be That's my game, bro.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Hit it, Ricky.
His name is Keith. He's Dan's dad. No doubt about it, he's a big Jets fan. What is he gonna say about the game?
Yes, for the first time, my dad joins us live on the Around the NFL podcast. Dad, I wish it was under better circumstances. There was a scenario here where you're joining the show today to talk Mike White's second big-time performance in a row. And, you know, we have a situation here in New York with a out-of-nowhere star developing for the team. But instead, isn't it the most Jets thing ever, Dad, that not only does – he get injured almost immediately. He gets hurt on a touchdown pass, and then you just never see him again. Why does this always happen to the Jets? Why did you do this to me, Dad? Why did you bring me into this world of pain?
Well, I didn't intend to do it then, you know. That's for sure. You know, that was as disappointing to me as you when I see the touchdown pass being thrown, and, you know, they – it looks like they're back into the same plays as last week where he was looking so good, White. And then all of a sudden we see him with some sort of an injury to the hand or the forearm or the fingers. It was so ridiculous that nothing was even being stated except that he was doubtful, which, come on.
I thought that was weird. I agree. I thought that was weird because you had – and Troy Aikman's dying because Aikman's like not just Jets fans, but everyone that tuned into the game that – didn't have a, you know, didn't have a real team to root for, a true rooting interest beyond maybe their fantasy teams. Like, you wanted to see Mike White, his encore performance, and you're look, and they cutting over to him, and he looks disappointed. But I'm thinking to myself, he should either be in the game, he should be in the locker room, or he should have a medical team around him. And instead, he was just kind of standing there, which, I mean, it doesn't, you know, we don't know what the injury is at this time, but like, that was frustrating too, because it just felt so kind of strange. But the truth is that your hero, if your hero, Joe Namath, the 1969 version, replaced Mike White today, it wouldn't have mattered because the defense doesn't show up on like a biblical level of failure. Like, what was the watching? What was it like watching for you tonight?
Well, when I saw that, for example, the first touchdown, the way they, the offensive line of the Colts blew away the Jets, and it was a 34-yard run where the guy was not even touched. I mean, it was so ridiculous the way that they were blown out the holes. And the Jet defensive line and their total defense was just totally being thrown away. All right? I just cannot believe that. I don't know whether they weren't ready to play again. And this is the problem that we've seen with the Jets, right? What did they not come out of the locker room ready to play? And this is the way it appears again to me, you know, that the they came out flat, right?
Yeah, the Robert Saleh thing is troubling here because he – I know he's inheriting a terrible team, but it's not completely devoid of talent. In fact, you know, they have some players on the front four. You have C.J. Mosley, who's been good this year, and yet – there was no excuses. Like the Patriots game, you could say, well, it's just Belichick owns them and Mosley was out and they were, you know, in New England, a place that's been a house of horrors. So you kind of just chalk it up to one of those days for the Jets. But that shouldn't have happened against the Colts today. It should, that tells me, and this is a really bad stat, Dad. They are in four of the last five games. And I call this the Indy 500 this game, but four of the last five games, their defense is averaging 491 yards allowed.
Wow.
So it's been arguably the worst defense in the league for over a month now. And when Robert Saleh is a guy that got the job because of his defensive acumen, you start to get nervous.
Absolutely. I mean, you don't even see hardly any reaction with him on the sideline. Unlike last week when they had that one reaction, he had that one reaction when they had the goal line stand where you saw some sort of like excitement. But there now you see him just sitting there, standing there at the sideline, is looking, it's almost like gritting his teeth. And you say to yourself, what did he say to those guys at halftime even, right then? Comes out after halftime and then they blow down the field. So you say, boy, that didn't work.
Right. I think Aikman said at one point when – you know, Saleh was just a statue on the sideline. Oh, these Jets players, it is going to be a long trip home and Monday is going to be really unpleasant. It was like, I don't even know if he's coherent. I don't know if he's conscious right now. I assume he's going to be very mad at the players. And I'm not, you know, bailing on Robert Saleh, the Robert Saleh era, but I think it's safe to say, Dad, that we're disappointed where the defense is 8 games into the season, because that was the one thing you thought they would kind of hold together. Even after you lost Carl Lawson in August, he would be able to build something that was at least average. And that's the way it was for 3 weeks. But now it's absolutely a disaster. And the offense is not good enough to make up for it. Not even close.
Not even close. And you're right. Even if White came back in the game, it probably wouldn't have made any difference. Even though Johnson played pretty good, surprisingly, he came pretty good. And you know, it was just another total disappointment as a Jet fan to just see the team get blown out again at by halftime. The game's over, you know?
They've lost 7 straight now in primetime. And if you told me that all of those games are decided by at least 2 touchdowns, I'd believe you. I know they actually had that close game against New England last year with the Flacco game, and they lost in the field goal at the gun. But I feel like a lot of these games have not even been competitive, and it all builds into a general vibe that the Jets are an embarrassment, that they are a team that when you turn them on and they have a national game, they will be the butt of the joke. And they were again in this one. Papa, any other thoughts on the game before?
Yeah. One other thought is, yes, you know, why did they get Flacco? I mean, are you telling me that he can't figure it out? I mean, this guy, how many years has he been in the league? All right. He has no idea of what's going on. So he's still on the sideline sitting there. I mean, Johnson played well, but I mean, it was garbage time mainly, right?
Well, so, you got to figure, I guess we're going to find out how weird this is going to get now, because if Zach Wilson, who they think will return to practice next week, but if he doesn't return to practice, if he's not ready to come back, they have basically have a mini bye because of the Thursday night game before Buffalo, then you're going to want to put in White. But if Mike White has a serious injury, then I guess you're going to put in Flacco, but Josh Johnson did play well. But why do they even trade for Flacco if they're not going to put him in the lineup? I guess when they traded for him, we hadn't seen Mike White yet, and we hadn't seen Josh Johnson. I just think Joe Flacco might be cursed this year, where no matter where he goes, nobody wants to play him. But he's not even dressing, which is kind of weird.
No, he not as even dressing. You know, he just keeps growing that beard. You know, that's all he keeps doing. I mean, next time we see him, he'll probably have the beard down to his chest, you know?
What do you think of my beard, Dad?
Well, I like it then, you know?
No, you could be honest. Yeah. You don't like it? Or?
Well, I always think you look sharp when you're clean shaven, you know, but the beard is a good touch too, you know?
What does mom think when you guys watch Power Rankings? You
know? I think she likes you to clean shaven as well, you know?
Okay. You know, Darko, what do you think?
I like a little scruff, Mr. Hanzus. I think it adds to his, you know, sex appeal on television.
Well, easy there.
All right. You know what? I think he looks... Yeah, you know what? I'm not knocking it. You know, I'm just saying I see different sides. You know, I see when he's got the clean shaven look, and okay, I see when he's got the bearded look. So, you know, I think it looks cool, Dan.
Thanks, Dad. I don't really remember you growing a beard. I know you've grown a mustache.
Well, you know,
but
I'm not like Flacco. You know, I can't grow a beard like him. You know?
There's a Hanzus curse where we're unable to grow in the middle part of the mustache. So the only way to combat it is just to grow the hair a little longer to cover that up.
That's right.
It's kind of a tough situation. A Hansa's beard doesn't grow in big and bushy. It's just the way it is. Anyway.
So that, you keep it up, Dan. That's okay.
All right. And I wish again, and this happens too often for the past, 30 plus years. I wish we were speaking under better circumstances, but this is what happened. But you did get to watch Joe Namath win Super Bowl III. That is a memory you have. I do not have it, but you do. So that's cool.
Yeah, that's, Namath was my hero. And you know what? If he was playing today, he would have been back in the game, not like White sitting on the sideline. I'm sorry. Put something on his forearm or something if he's really hurt. He's sitting there doing nothing. To me, he should have been out there if he, unless there's some sort of something to it. But that's just a feeling. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, that's a dad take. I like that you came out with it, because it did strike me as odd that he didn't get back in the game. But obviously, he was frustrated. You could tell he was running his fingers through his hair. He almost couldn't believe that this would happen to him. It was kind of a freak injury on the follow through. But that's the Jets. That's how it is. They suck us in, and then they hurt us.
I know. It was terrible to see him go out, and we knew that, it was only going to be bad things after that, So.
All right. Thank you, Papa. Have a good night.
Right,
thank you for joining us.
Bye.
All right. Talk to you later, Dad.
Bye. All right. Take care.
All right. There goes my dad. I like that he got after Mike White at the end there. I was hoping he was going to, because I wanted what he was texting me to come through too, that he was mad that he wasn't in. That was good.
Yeah.
But that's just the frustration of Jets fans. We want to have happiness. We want things to go the way they go for other teams. It just doesn't happen, but that's the way it is. So again, the Colts. Back to the team that matters here. The Colts are 4-5 with a chance to get to 500 against the Jaguars, who are maybe worse than the Jets, if you think about that. And that division is open, and the Colts are in the AFC playoff race. Mark Sessler said the Colts are boring. I don't think the Colts are boring. I think the Colts are a imperfect but interesting team in this AFC landscape. Not a Super Bowl team, but a team to keep an eye on. With Wentz being a roller coaster, but being much better than I think a lot of people expected, and with Jonathan Taylor, then a Michael Pittman emerging as a star, along with that defense, Darius Leonard and DeForest Buckner leading the way there. There's some players here. Okay, that's
a lot of them. Yeah.
Did we? You found your keys, right? Your car keys?
Yes, I did. I did. Found my keys.
Did we talk about it on the Thursday preview show?
I don't think we did.
All right. So this doesn't really mean anything to the audience. But at one point, Erica lost.
I tweeted about it. Now and it was quite a stressful day. But I found them. Got the keys. We're good.
Good. Well, at least one good thing came out of this Thursday. All right. You know where to find us next. The Saturday around the NFL broadcast on NFL Network. Check your local listings. Call your cable operator and demand NFL Network. And they'll be like, you have it. It's in your second tier sports package. You've been paying for it for 4 years. Then you go, okay. And then check out the flagship program, the Around the NFL podcast, Sunday night. All right, that's it. Till then, keep calm.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.